Arena and messages from beyond here on WBCB. And we're bringing on Paige this week. Hi, Paige. How's it going?
It's going great. How's it going with you, Jim?
Wow, not bad. I mean, we've got the third different host this week, and we've got the phone calls ready to go. So I don't know how you want to, if you have any ground rules on how you want to do it, or just what, just whatever happens, happens, and just let all the calls come on. We've got more than a few, so do you want to just...
Well, let's just let all the calls get on, go on, and let's get started.
All right, let's do that. 215-949-3232. And let's get going here with Candace. You're up with Paige. Go ahead.
Good morning, Paige.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm actually not doing well.
Uh-oh. What's going on? What would you like me to look at for you?
I'm going through a very, very, very harsh breakup. And when I say harsh, I mean there's history there. There was a huge fight recently that involved a lot of cursing and name-calling, and it was over something very major. And I would like to know if I have a future with this person, because my logical side is telling me no, but my gut is hopeful and telling me something different. His name is Marshall. And I would also like to see, know if you see marriage in my future. I am 37 and I've never been married before, and I'm a single mom. I also don't have much family, so this is a pretty heartfelt issue for me. I wish I was calling about something more lighthearted because it's a radio show, but it's pretty serious to me.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm getting in. I feel for the moment, pull back away a bit. I do feel things are going to work out for you and Marshall. However, right at the moment, I'm getting in, step back a bit, take that deep breath in, let things settle down. In terms
he
of marriage for
me.
You...
I'll tell you that. He broke up with me.
Pardon me?
He broke up with me quite a few times. That's why I'm hesitant to believe there is a future.
Well, what I'm saying is step back now, let it be, because I really feel that at this point in time, you need to let the dust settle. He needs to know what it feels like to be without you, even though he was the one that broke up with you. What I'm really feeling is that it's going to take a couple of months. This is not something that's going to be, 2 weeks and then he's back in your life. Be busy doing other things, at the moment. Do I feel he'll come back in? Yes, but not until August is the way it's coming through for you. So honestly, do I feel there's going to be marriage in your future? Yes, there is. But with Marshall right at the moment, you just need to let it go. You just need to let the dust settle. May not be what you want to hear right now, but it's what you need to do to sort of regroup and recenter yourself and take your own power back.
And when do you see marriage for me? And is there anything else that you see for me? Do you see the marriage being to him or anything else I need to know?
In terms of marriage to Marshall, I get yes, but that's not going to take place for at least another year, is the way it comes in. I just feel that you need to really, what's coming through is that you really need to ground yourself right now. You really need to sort of detach from the situation, the argument, the fighting, find yourself again. And I'm telling you, you will have happiness in your future with marriage and, the whole nine yards. Marshall needs to mature. Marshall needs to grow up, and that's part of what's going on with him, is that sort of fear of taking the next step. Mm-hmm. I hope that helps, my dear.
Is there anything else you see for me, or, like, how do you see him coming back to me?
He's just going to reach out to you. It will be out of the blue. I feel he'll contact you. But like I said, I don't feel that's going to happen until August. And my sense is that when he does, you'll probably be busy doing something else and all of a sudden he appears. You'll be much more grounded at that point, much more sure of yourself. You'll be more open. He'll be more mature. And when he reaches out to you, I don't feel you're going to go through this trauma that you've been through.
Okay. Do you see anything else in my life that I need to... Anything else good or anything else I need to be aware of?
You know, I'll tell you what I'm getting in. I do feel there's going to be a change. I don't know what you do for a living, but the way it's coming in, I feel like there's going to be a job change coming up, but not till September.
Oh, I'm an entrepreneur. Okay.
Okay. In other words, maybe it'll be a connection through somebody you meet, but I definitely get job change. I feel that there is money all around you in terms of what I'm getting in, but I feel somebody's going to approach you about working with them is the way it comes through. So there's a lot of activity for you this year. This is a year that I would say it's a bit of an up and down romantically in terms of your career as well, but at the end of the year, you're going to sit back and go, wow, even though there's been a lot of changes, this has been a good year.
And my last question would be, can you tell me about his true feelings for me? Like, what is he really thinking?
Right now, I feel what Marshall is thinking is he knows that taking it to the next step in terms of commitment needs to be there. But what I'm feeling about him towards you, is there love there? Yes, but right now, he's sort of shut down emotionally, mentally is the way it comes in. But deep down, you know, that gut feeling you were speaking about, the love is there, but you just need to let him be. Don't reach out. Don't pursue him. Let it alone. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
good luck. Babe. Okay. Let's move along. 215-949-3232. You're on with Paige this week, and it's Daria. Go ahead. You're next up.
Hi.
Go ahead. You're on with Paige. Daria, go ahead.
I don't know if they're there.
Yeah, she is. She's here. Go ahead, Daria. You're there, right? Can you hear?
I can't hear if they're speaking.
Well, I guess somebody just took a hike there. Okay, let's try this one here. Nellie, you're next up here with Paige. Go ahead. Are you there, Nellie?
Hello.
Hi, Nellie.
Hello.
Hi, Nellie.
Hello. I'm not Nellie. I'm Daria.
All right, we'll get it right.
Oh, you're Daria.
All right, my fault on that one.
Okay, well, we're just having a lot of different... Hey, Daria, how are you today?
I'm okay, and yourself?
I'm fine, Daria. What would you like me to look at for you?
Yeah, I was just stating that I'm 35 years old. I've never been married. I don't have any children. It's taken me a while, but I finally found my king. His name is Gregory. We've dated, and we've been in a relationship for almost 2 years. I just wanted to know, do you see this going to marriage and perhaps kids?
Absolutely, I do. Do I feel it going to marriage? Yes. I feel proposal towards the end of this year is the way it comes through. Marriage, what I'm picking up, Daria, is next year. And obviously, that's going to be your choice between you and Gregory in terms of which month. As far as children is concerned, yes, what I'm getting in is 37 is when I feel you're going to have your first child. I'm getting a little boy.
Okay. And it's just one I have, or is that...
No, you have two. I feel that the second child, in terms of what I'm picking up on, you'll be almost 39, and it's a little girl. You'll have one of those millionaire families, a boy and a girl.
Oh, that's awesome. I was kind of losing hope because, you know, I'm getting older, and, you know, I just don't want anyone to be the father of my children. I do want to be married first, so I was kind of getting my ducks in a row. My second question...
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
my second question and my final question, because I know you have other callers. I'm also pursuing graduate school to for speech language pathology. I would love to get in for fall 2016. I've applied to several schools. I'm now reapplying because I wasn't accepted. My question is, will I get accepted for fall 2016, or will I have to reapply for fall 2017?
I'm getting you're going to be accepted in 2016 is what I'm picking up on. So yes, you're not going to have to reapply.
Okay. Is it going to be a school near me? Because I'm limited because I work, and so I would have to work to be able to afford school, so to speak.
I understand. I feel it is near you. However, what I'm getting in is you should apply for a grant is the way it's coming through. Look for grants because I feel you'll get a grant to be able to sort of offset the expense of school is the way it's coming in.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for hanging.
Oh, you're so welcome, Daria.
Thank you.
Not a problem.
All
take
right.
care.
Okay.
Okay. I think this is Nellie. I think we've got it straight. Nellie,
yes.
You're why there. My fault, sorry, but you're on with Paige. Go ahead. Sorry for it too.
Hey, Nellie, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. What would you like me to look at for you today?
I am a widow in for 5 years, and my partner is divorced for 10 years. We met 14 years ago, and then in a cemetery, he approached me then, but we were both married. I was happily married, he was married. And then after 12 years, my sister saw him in the same place in the cemetery. He's divorced and I'm widow for 5 years, and we reconnected January 9th. It's been doing very good. It's just people think we are soulmates. What do you see in our relation?
Nellie, could you give me his name, please?
Carlos.
Okay. I'll tell you what I'm picking up on. The connection is one of those that I do feel is a soulmate connection. I don't use that term very often, but I do feel that there's a strong a sense of marriage coming your way with him.
I don't want to get married. It's just I just want companionship. Yes.
Well, that's what I was finishing saying, that's if you choose that. Will you have the companionship with him? I definitely get yes, and I get a lot of happiness around you.
But he has communication problem, though. Everything is good. It's just he doesn't communicate good, and it gives me anxiety. Would I have anything to worry about that?
No, you don't. I mean, men will show communication in various forms. I mean, it could be when you're with him, he's more expressive, he's more touchy-feely, so to speak. But no, you have nothing to worry about with him.
Yeah, we are both financially dependent. We both have our own house. I have 3 successful children, grown up, and he has one that's grown up. We are planning to live together. Do you see that happening?
I definitely do. I feel it's going to be more, though, towards the fall or beginning of the new year in terms of living together, and it will be fine, you know, and I feel like you'll be very welcomed into the family.
I cannot understand why, like his communication is not good, but he's such, I mean, I go to some psychics, they said perfect match, it's almost like twin flame. Do you see that, Paige?
I do. That's what I was talking about with the soulmate connection in terms of being very how shall I put it? It is like a twin flame relationship. I feel just because he's quiet and doesn't communicate as often as you would like or is not as verbal, I feel he shows you in other ways that he cares about you, that he loves you. You have nothing to worry about, and, you know, he's a good man, and you have a very,
very good man.
Future.
Very good man. And we are... Yeah, you're right in that. And we are perfect for each other. Like, we're both available. Like, no third party involved. Very peaceful. It's just, I have anxiety when he doesn't call.
Well, just know that he's all right. Just take a deep breath in if he doesn't call right away. He does love you. He's not going anywhere. He's not going away. And just relax into that situation. Not all men are, frequent communicators, but that doesn't mean they don't love you.
Yeah. So I have nothing. So when... We're supposed to go on vacation on June 12th. You think that will go through?
Yes, it will. It definitely will.
It will. You really see the love connection between us, huh?
Yes, my dear. It's great. And I thank you so much for calling this morning.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
it.
Thank you, Nellie. 215-949-3232 with Paige this week. Always seems to be a theme, Paige, whether it's travel, relationships, or job. It seems like it does go that way. But
well, sometimes in a person's heart, they've got to take the more pressing matter at hand. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's a lot of times in the moment. All right, let's move on before we go to break here. And Marion, you're up with Paige. Go ahead. Have at it.
Hi, Marion.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. I was hoping that you could give me some insight on a situation concerning a love interest.
Sure. What is the person's name?
Alex. A-L-E-X.
Alex. Correct me if I'm wrong here, but I feel like Alex is just pulled back a little bit. I feel like he does a little bit of a dance with you. When you're with him, it's very, very good, and then at times he pulls away. I feel that there's an emotional closeness there, and I'm almost sensing with him that when he does get close to you, there's a little bit of, being nervous about feeling so connected with you, Marion. I do feel with Alex, though, you're going to see that sort of wall that he puts up at times start to melt. I feel that, does he care about you? Absolutely, I get. But I feel some of it is past baggage. In other words, I feel he's had a bad relationship. He didn't park the baggage at the door, from what I'm picking up on. And so sometimes that comes into the relationship with you. It has nothing to do with not caring for you, not having feelings for you. It's more of a history with him. Does that make sense, Marion?
Yes, it does. Most absolutely. We haven't really talked since, I want to say, February, the beginning of February, and I don't know if I should contact him in some
way. I would leave it alone. I feel he's going to reach out to you between now and, I would say, early part of June. I wouldn't reach out to him. Let him come to you. I feel when he does, it's more because he's ready to engage in a relationship than he was before, if that makes sense.
Okay,
ready to make that commitment.
It does. I thank you so much.
Thank you.
You are so welcome, and you have a wonderful day.
Thank you for taking the time. I appreciate it. Well, Paige, take a breath here. So we'll take a break and come back. And phone line, one line open, 215-949-3232. And we'll continue here on WBCB. Stay with us. You can reach Paige at 1-844-511-7373 or at psychicsource.com. Make sure you use the promo code WBCB Radio for a special new customer order.
Are you part of the homeowners? Homeowners Association, condo association, or a management company? If yes, this message is for you. The high cost to maintain and repair water and sewer lines in the community may fall on you. BCWSA now offers a maintenance program to protect the private lines within your community. Go to www.bcwsa.net or call 1-800-222-268, extension 140, for more information. BCWSA, your utility partner for a safer environment.
I remember the moment. I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Pennsylvania National Guard, aired by the Pennsylvania Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Messages from Beyond continues here on WBCB. You can reach Paige this week at 1-844-511-7373 or at psychicsource.com. Be sure to use the promo code WBCB Radio for a special new customer offer. But fortunately, we have her right now. Things are really getting exciting out there, aren't they, huh?
They sure are.
All right, you ready? Ready to go for another round there, Paige?
Yes, I am. Let's go.
All right, let's dial them up here and send them out. And I believe it's Kay next coming up with Paige. Go ahead. Kay, are you there?
No, this is Donald.
Hi, Kay.
Kay, are you there?
This is Donald.
No, Donald, I'm sorry.
Hey, Donald.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
What would you like me to look at for you, Donald?
I was like, love and romance.
Okay, love and romance. Donald, what I'm picking up on, is there somebody in particular you want me to look at, or are you looking for love and romance to come into your life?
I'm looking at it to see if my ex-girlfriend's going to come back.
Okay, and what is her name?
Maria.
I'll tell you what I'm getting in with Maria. I do get yes, but I don't feel it's going to be right away. My sense with Maria is it's more in the fall, I feel, September. I almost feel like there's some things that she is needing to work on herself. I feel there's a level of maturity there that she's working on. When she does come back, Donald, into your life, it's going to be a different type of relationship, one where there is more compatibility, less arguing is the way it comes in, and a lot less of this sort of tit for tat that was going on in your relationship. Honestly, Donald, she is coming back. I would just take the time right now to do your own thing, but Maria will be back in your life.
Thank you very much. I was so happy to hear that.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome, Donald.
Well, good luck. Thank you very much. Thank you. All right, now we're going to try this one again. All right. I believe this is Kay, I believe. Kay, are you there?
I'm here.
Good. Go ahead with the Paige. My error on that.
Hi, Kay.
Hi, Paige. I wanted to ask about a certain person who is in my life the last 4 years, but I've known him forever. I just found out that he told me that he's still in love with the girl he was engaged to back in the late 60s. What's happening with us, and where is it going to go?
Kay, could you just give me their first name, please?
Spencer.
Spencer. I feel with Spencer, it is the same thing of just sort of releasing and letting go of this individual that he had been in love with. I do feel, from what I'm picking up on, between now and August, I feel a change coming over Spencer. In other words, getting more with being in the moment, being in the present time in 2015 and letting go of those memories. I feel those memories are definitely what has blocked him moving forward with you. However, what I'm getting in is that he's going to be able to, I feel like the light bulb's going to go off. He's definitely going to be able to begin fresh and new with you, Kay, because, I mean, there are feelings for you. I definitely get that. And I do feel the emotional connection. As far as that other relationship, I feel like that's going to sever. The ties are going to be severed. Those cords are going to be cut. So you're going to have a Spencer that's going to come in that's going to be new and fresh in your relationship, and I do feel it will move forward for you.
Okay. He talks to this girl on the telephone yet?
My sense with this female that he's talking with, I do feel that from what I'm getting in is she's going to move on. Even though they're still conversing, they really are living in the past. I don't feel that she has the same feelings for him that he had for her. And I feel it's going to come to an abrupt end probably sometime around the end of June is the way it comes through.
Okay. I told him, I just found this out yesterday.
Okay.
And I told him last night that if his heart belonged to somebody else, it didn't belong to me, so I couldn't see him anymore. Did I do the right thing?
Yes, you did. He needs to experience what it's like not to have you in his life. It will bring forth the feelings that he does, the emotional connection that he has with you, the love that he does feel for you, and he will feel the loss of you not being present. So you did the right thing, Kay. You know, you don't want to be an afterthought, and you don't want to be second best. So let him go through what he needs to emotionally to release this person from his life and step forward and be with you.
Okay. Now, if he tries to call, should I take his calls?
If he does try to call, you know, that's going to be up to you. What I'm getting is yes. You know, there's no reason why you can't speak with him, but I keep the calls brief, Kay.
Okay. Thank you very much. You've helped a lot.
Oh, you are so welcome, Kay. Have a great day, okay?
Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay.
Blessings to you.
All right, 215-949-3232. Let's get to Cindy. You're up with Paige. You're on the psychic hotline. Go ahead.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, good morning, Paige.
Good morning. What would you like me to look at for you, Cindy?
I have a relationship question. I have a friend who I think the world of has just kind of drifted out of my life, and I want to know if you see him coming back in anytime soon.
Can you tell me the person's name?
His name is Matt.
I get, yes, Cindy. He's going to come back in. What I'm picking up, though, in terms of coming back in very strongly, end of June, beginning of July, I feel you may hear from him, though, between now and mid-June, but when he's fully present in your life, I get July.
Okay. What reason did he have for not contacting me or communicating with me for this whole time?
Say that again. I didn't quite hear you, Cindy.
I said, what reason did he have for not communicating with me this whole time that he's been missing, I mean, gone out of my life, which has been about a year and a half?
What I'm picking up on with Matt is I feel like there's been a lot of changes going on. I feel job-related issues. I feel in terms of not communicating with you, I have a sense of trying to find himself is the way it comes through. I feel like he's been going through some maturity issues, really trying to focus on what he wants. I feel there's disappointment he has for himself with regard to where he is at the moment. I feel it's work-related. You know, and sometimes when a person is focused on gee, you know, I thought I would be here in my life instead of where I am, they sort of lose perspective of those people that are important in their lives. So I feel that's part of what's been going on with him, Cindy.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much.
Thank you so
you
much.
You are so welcome.
For taking the time. All right, we continue on, and let me see where I want to go here. Okay, I believe it's Elena next up with Paige here on WBCB. Go ahead.
Hi, Elena.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm good. I'll be fine if people stop calling me. Okay. It's like I'm going to try to get them, and like my phone keep ringing. I'm like, they don't stop calling. Okay, I have a few questions.
Okay.
My first question would be my finances. I'm currently in school. I'm finishing up my degree, and I was on the fence as if to start back in the workforce right now, or wait a minute. So I want to know, I just had an interview with this really great job, and I want to know, what's that looking like?
I'm sorry, I didn't quite hear the last part with the job interview.
I just had a really good position, and I wanted to know, am I going to get it, or is something else on the horizon for me, or should I just like not look?
I'll tell you what I'm picking up in terms of the job interview. Yes, I do feel it went extremely well. I don't feel you're going to hear just yet, because I feel like they're going through a process of other candidates they're interviewing. My sense is that you'll probably hear something towards the end of May. So don't panic that you haven't heard from them right away. And I know we're on the 18th today? So it's almost like that last week of May that you receive good news that you have received the job. However, that being said, I feel there's another position coming in from what I'm picking up next week that they're going to want you to interview with. So in terms of job security, what I'm sensing is that you're going to have two offers come to you, and it will be your choice in terms of who you feel more comfortable with in terms of the organization.
Oh, wow, really? I had two interviews last week, and they both were like awesome. And I'm just like on the edge of my seat right now.
Well, what I'm sensing is that really go with your gut in terms of the organizations that you choose or the job that you choose. Obviously, I understand salary is important, but also the type of climate that you're going to be in, whether it is team-oriented, whether there is a growth pattern for, potential advancement. But my sense is you're going to do well. I mean, your finances, obviously, once you're working, going to improve dramatically. But I really get in for you. You're going to be hitting your stride in September. I mean, everything's clicking for you, job-wise, et cetera.
Okay. My second question is the romance department, because it doesn't exist right now. I've been so focused on school.
I tell you what I feel, and the reason why it doesn't exist is because your focus has been elsewhere. It's not that you don't want love in your life or that you don't want to meet a person that comes into your life that you really feel that connection, but I feel with school, with interviewing, applying for jobs, sometimes we're not as open to seeing a man come into our lives or seeing, a relationship happen. I do feel that it's August. I see somebody coming in that I feel is significant to you. It's definitely partnership material. You don't have to figure out the whys and the wherefores. How am I going to meet him? or anything like that. It's just going to happen. And I feel that because your focus has been elsewhere, it's kind of why it's been sort of, you know, the love relationship hasn't been happening. August, you're going to see it really start to bloom. You're going to feel more settled. That's kind of why I was saying in September you're operating on all cylinders, because I see the job, I see the money, I see the relationship.
Okay, and my very last question. My sister, she's kind of ill, and I think she's keeping something from me. She has a blood disorder, and she also has diabetes and MS. And I want to know if she's going to be all right, because I think she's really keeping something from me as well.
What is your sister's name, Elena?
Her name is Chris.
What I'm getting in about Chris, and I'm sorry that she is going through a health crisis at the moment. I feel she is keeping something from you. I don't feel she wants to worry you. However, my sense is take some time to connect with her and let her open up to you. She's going to feel relieved that you know what's going on. However, in terms of the overall well-being for Chris, she'll make some dramatic improvement by September, from what I'm getting in with regard to her health situation. She really needs you to listen to her, even though she's holding back, and you may ask her. Take some time to spend a day with her and do something that, you know, whether it be lunch, whether it just stay in the house talking with her, I feel she'll open up. And you'll be of great help to her, Elena. You really will.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys so much.
Okay.
You are so welcome.
Take care now.
Have a good.
All right. Well, let's see if we can maybe sneak another one in here for the break. And let's go to Natasha. You're up with Paige here on WBCB. Go ahead.
Hey, hello. Natasha.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Well, my question is, me and my husband have been arguing a lot, and I just want to know if things are going to get better between us, are we going to get stronger in our relationship, or are we going to split? I don't know.
I don't feel you're going to split, Natasha. I feel like there's a lot of couples that will go through sort of a roller coaster ride in their relationship, and there are times when there are going to be disagreements. I don't feel you're going to split. However, I feel like you both need to take a deep breath and sort of step back a bit, let the dust settle between the two of you. And, you know, what I'm picking up on is start to do something nice for each other and sort of let go of the anxiety and the resentment that comes up when the two of you are arguing. My sense with what I'm picking up on, I feel like some of it is little things that come up that you argue over. Some of it are the bigger things. But overall, your relationship is going to get stronger. I feel the two of you need to go out and do something together, an activity together, whether it be out for dinner, whether it's going to the movies, whether it's just planning a little getaway, even if it's just a two-day getaway, but spending some time with each other and letting go of all the normal things that happen in relationships, whether it be, you know, finances, career, whatever. You're going to be fine, Natasha.
Okay, that sounds great. And do you see anything that I need to worry about with my children?
No, your children are fine. I honestly do. I get they're fine. I do feel that, you know, they do pick up when the two of you are not in sync with each other. So, I mean, repairing the marriage is going to make them happier as well.
Okay. And last question, career. do you see me doing anything spiritually, career-wise? Because I really want to do something spiritual and help people.
What I'm picking up on in terms of a spiritual bent to your career, I would look into something such as life coaching. I feel that, Natasha, you do have a gift, and I would start to research. There's several different schools out there that do life coaching, very reputable schools that will help you sort of tap into your spirituality and use that spirituality when you are speaking with people. Okay?
Yeah. Okay, thank you so much. I truly appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome, Natasha.
Take care now.
All right. You have a blessed day.
All right.
Okay.
We're going to take a break, Paige, and come back here. We are moving along at a very rapid pace here, so stick around. Take a breath.
Okay.
All right. We're with Paige here today on Beyond Messages from Beyond, and you can reach Paige at 1-844-511-7373 or at psychicsource.com. Make sure to use the promo code WBCB Radio for a special new customer offer. We're coming right back.
Are you looking for a speaker for your next meeting or event? Michael Ivankovich is an auctioneer, appraiser, author, and home downsizing expert, and has spoken before more than 100 area groups, and he may be available to speak to your group as well. Michael has a wide variety of presentations, including an antique roadshow, many different home downsizing sessions, and can even run a fun and entertaining fundraising auction where your group keeps all the proceeds. Whether you're a civic group, church group, men's or women's club, AARP, or other retiree chapter, Michael can design a presentation that perfectly suits to your group. To see a complete listing of Michael's 10-plus available presentations, visit www.michaelivankovichmeetingspeaker.com or call him at 215-345-6094. That's www.michaelivankovichmeetingspeaker.com or call 215-345-6094.
I sup to Philly.
I sup to Philly.
The bus.
The trolley.
The train.
Jefferson Station.
Airport line.
69th Street.
Broad Street.
To the game.
Paoli.
Sharon Hill.
Chestnut Hill.
Regional Rail.
I sup to Philly.
The Broad Street line on game days.
A la bodega.
To the movies.
To my parkway.
Spring Garden.
Late night.
West Philly.
South Philly.
North Philly!
Psychic Source, that's us here today. Make sure you can reach Paige at 1-844-511-7373 or at psychicsource.com. Make sure you use the promo code WBCB Radio for a new special customer offer. Are you all ready for round three, Paige? Are you ready to?
I certainly am.
Man, I tell you, the callers have been coming in at a very top speed. I've got one here. All right, Aaron, I believe, is coming up. And Aaron, you're in with Paige. Go ahead, Aaron.
Hey, Aaron.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
Okay, what would you like me to look at for you, Aaron?
I wanted to start with my career. So I recently stepped up as a temporary manager for my company. And I just want to know if they said in about 4 weeks they're going to be bringing somebody else over. They're just going to kind of shift them from another department. So I want to see if that's going to happen, if I'm going to stay in that place or if I'm going to be able to get another position to remain at a manager level.
I definitely feel in some ways this has been sort of a test. I feel like you're being groomed is the way it comes in, even though it is a temporary manager position. I do feel they're going to bring in somebody else. However, I feel they've got another opportunity coming your way that they're going to speak to you about, and it is at a managerial level.
Okay, and when will that be?
What my sense is, I'm getting in
in June. I feel it's more mid to late June that you're going to know about it. I feel it's in July that you actually take, you know, this new position within the company. What I am getting in is they're very pleased with how you're handling everything.
Okay. Now, as far as relationships, I've been seeing this guy for a little over 5 months. He kind of just, like, pulled back and said that he couldn't give me what I needed right now. So is it temporary, or is that going to be a permanent separation?
It's temporary. Definitely don't chase. In other words, if you don't hear from him, don't reach out. Let him come to you. I feel it's temporary, and I feel part of it is, you know, there's an aspect in a relationship where you do need to take it to the next level, and I feel there's a little fear. Not fear of you, but fear of that sort of making the next step. Don't worry about it. He is going to be in your life. The more rope that you can give him, the more space that you can give him, the closer he's going to come back to you.
Okay. Now, do you see it turning into a long-term commitment, or just kind of...
No, I do feel it'll be a long-term commitment, because I feel that when the two of you have been together, it's very good. I feel there's a lot of commonality there, a lot of connection between the two of you, and I think that's why you're sort of surprised that he pulled back in the way he did. But I do get long-term commitment. It's more or less letting him find himself, find his way, and get past that fear, from what I'm picking up on. Okay?
Okay. Yeah. He just purchased a new home. So I was just wondering, because we hadn't really discussed moving in together, but it was, you know, just in regular conversation when we were talking about it, and he was constantly asking me, you know, my opinion on decorating and what he should do and this kind of thing. So do you see us moving in together?
I do. I don't feel you'll move in until the fall. September is what's coming in. So I definitely see you moving in together. You know, I think that the reality of the relationship is a little bit of two steps forward, one step back, and a little bit of playing the runaway groom with you, if that makes sense. In other words, definitely he feels the connection. He wouldn't be asking you about your decorating skills and what you feel that should be done with the house. I think he scared himself, to be honest with you. It's the way it comes in. So just, you know, back away, let him come to you. I definitely see you moving in September sometime is what comes through. And I feel the relationship will be very committed, leading to marriage, if that's what the two of you want.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, we had discussed that. So one more question. I mean, when do you see him, like, reaching back out, you know, to pursue this again?
What, and you might not like this answer, but the way it's coming in is around mid-June. I feel you may hear from him between then, but really being ready to move forward and more committed in a way that you would like, I get around mid-June.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank
you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Aaron.
All right, so we're on with Paige here, and let's see if we can hook up here with Renee. Don't walk away, Renee. You are on with Paige. Go ahead.
Hi, Renee.
Good morning. Hi. I have some quick questions for you today. I moved to North Carolina with my husband. It'll be 9 years coming up, and I have been restless and trying to get out of the state for most of that time, and I feel it's just getting worse now. Do you feel that... do you see a move for me into a different state, or is it just my restless energy about to change into something?
Do I see a move to another state? I get yes. However, I don't feel the move is taking place until after the first of next year is the way it comes in. My sense is that enjoy where you are right now for the moment, because you're going to be there at least until December. I feel it's January, February that you will be moving, and it will be a good move. is the way it comes in, one in which you'd be happy. I feel the restlessness that you're experiencing right now. Sort of take that deep breath in, look around, and start saying goodbye to the places that you have enjoyed in North Carolina.
Okay, and the one area that we're looking at to moving to is the state of Maryland, and I'm actually going back up there with my husband in June. Will we find the areas that we like when we go up there in June?
I get yes, most definitely. I feel there's two areas that you're really going to like in Maryland, and it's going to be a hard decision for the both of you, but both areas are good that you're going to find.
Okay, and the question, and his name is Chris, could the delays be the reason why we're not going to move until the first of next year, because he needs to get a job, in other words, for us to move? Will he find a job then, or when do you see him stop?
He will find a job, but it's not until the fall. Until October is the way it comes in. I mean, I hope that it's sooner, but what I'm getting in, and you understand, things can change. So, I mean, it could be sooner, but I feel it's October that he finds the job that he really likes, and the money is there as well.
And that's for the one, because he's in a good job now, so that's the October is when he'll find the job for Maryland, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and my last question for you, because I know there's probably still a huge line for you, Paige, is what can you tell me about kind of like my life purpose, my life path? Is there any direction? I do have a direction, but I keep going back and forth with it because I'm in natural health and holistic healing. Is there any advice you can give me?
What I'm picking up on, and this might, I don't know if you've considered this before, but I feel you're going to open up a center where you bring all the different healing modalities together, you know, whether it be Reiki, whether it be yoga, meditation, hypnotherapy, hypno-coaching, and what you do as well. But I feel you're going to sort of focus on a center where you bring a place where people can come to and heal all the different aspects of their life.
Okay, I actually kind of do that now, and I go back and forth with doing that. So,
yeah,
wonderful.
But I feel you're going to find your purpose even more when you're in Maryland. I feel like you're going to have that opportunity to open up a center yourself that you're going to structure it the way you would like.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Paige. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much.
You do, too. Bye.
Okay, let's keep moving along here. We're going down the stretch here, and I think it's April is next up with, April is up with Paige. Go ahead.
Hi, April.
Hi.
Hi, what would you like me to look at for you, April?
I would like for you to look at, I've been separated from my husband for 10 months, and if you see that reconciling.
What's your husband's name?
Michael.
Michael. April, I do. I feel that the issues that the two of you experienced, what I'm picking up on, they're going to be resolved. In terms of the reconciliation when the two of you are back together, is August, in terms of what I'm picking up on. But I do feel that you're going to work out the differences. I feel Michael has been having a bit of a midlife crisis. I don't know how old he is, but it doesn't matter the age necessarily. But I honestly feel like trying to find himself is the way it comes through.
Yeah, that would make sense. Okay. Well, do you see us, like, reaching out anytime before August or...
Oh, yeah, I do. I mean, I feel like there's going to be communication. I don't feel like it's going to be all of a sudden August he reappears, you know. There will be communication. You're going to be building up to the reconciliation in August just the way it comes in. So, yes, you're going to have the communication. You are going to be able to sort of spend time together, but not drudging up the past, but definitely sort of cutting the past off and allowing yourselves to experience the newness of who you are and who he is. So there's a level of maturity that Michael is going through, and you've got to approach it with a newness.
Okay. And do you see anything, one more question, about my career? I've been trying to do something, and it's kind of a standstill. Do you see that moving forward?
It will move forward, but I don't feel that it's going to necessarily move forward the month of May or in June. I get more July and August.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you so much, Paige. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Oh, you too, April.
Take care now. Bye. Thank you. Thank you for taking the time. All right, let's, Letitia, I think, is up next, and she's on with Paige. Letitia, you're there.
Hi. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I just have one question in regards to what you see about one of my child, because I'm having, like, a custody issue.
Okay, you're having a custody issue with a child. What I'm picking up on, it will be resolved. How long has this been going on now?
Many years, about 8 years now.
I feel it being resolved end of June, beginning of July, Letitia, in terms of what I'm getting in. I do feel that... all parties, both parties, you and your ex, are going to come to an agreement in terms of the best interests for the child. And I feel the child will be going towards you is the way it's coming through.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so one question. So do you see my child, like, leaving from me for like a 6 month period or anything of that sort?
Say that again. Do I see your child?
Like leaving me for like a probably like 6 months and then coming back. Like, do you see him leaving anytime this year for that period of time away from me?
I do, but I feel it is, what I'm sensing, it's going to be more like 3 months. I don't get 6 months.
Okay.
Okay.
That's all I had. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right, let's sneak one more in real quick here. Kristen, our last call of the day. Go ahead. You're up with Paige. Go ahead.
Hi, Kristen.
Hi, Paige. I have a question about love and romance. I recently started dating someone that I believe might be the person I build a future with, so I was hoping to see what you see about that.
Okay, I'd love to. Could you give me the person's name?
Tom.
I really like his energy. He's very grounded. He's a man of integrity in what I'm picking up on. He also is a planner. I feel that, yes, there is a very deep connection between the two of you. A lot of commonality, but there are the differences which makes the two of you appreciate each other. In terms of building a future between the two of you, I definitely am getting a yes. I definitely see engagement and marriage in the future coming up for the two of you. I'm not getting a lot of, you're not going to have discord in this relationship. In other words, there's not going to be a lot of arguing or fighting. Yes, you know, we all have our issues, but from what I'm sensing, it's a very harmonious relationship for the two of you.
Wonderful. Do you have any idea when the engagement might happen?
Do I have any idea of when what?
The engagement might happen?
First of the new year is the way it's coming in.
I'm sorry, say that again.
First of the new year, end of December this year, beginning of the new year is what I'm picking up on in terms of engagement.
Great.
Not bad.
Great. Thank you.
You are so welcome.
Thank you so much. All right. So we're to bring the curtain down. We just barely got started before we have to call it quits for today. But, hey, it's been pretty exciting. A lot of good callers, and it seems like it's relationships, travel, and things like that. I guess there's always seems to be a common theme, right, Paige?
It does. And thank you so much for having me on your show. I just really thoroughly enjoyed it.
Thank you so much for getting in there and really getting in there. We got a lot of calls and a lot of good comments. And so we'll probably see you down the line somewhere, I hope, huh?
Okay, Jim, and just remember me, Michelle Pfeiffer.
I'll keep that thought. All right.
Keep that thought.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
All right. That is Paige from who's on this week for us here on WBCB. You can reach her at 1-844-511-7373 or...